Morning.
Morning.
Before going to seminary, I worked in higher education. I was an administrator, but I also advised the queer and trans student group on campus. And working with those students brought a great deal of joy to my life and taught me a lot, not only about my own identity, but kept me current on culture and what was really going on in students' lives. Learned a lot about language and all kinds of things. One of the big issues that I was helping them advocate for were gender-inclusive restrooms on campus. There were several single-stall bathrooms and one multi-stall restroom on campus that could easily have been updated with a simple sign swap and a little education for all of those on campus. All they had to do was convince the powers that be to approve it. They actually had funding and everything. Meeting after meeting, they kept getting denied. But they stayed after it and finally got their approval after staging a not so small protest outside the administrative offices of campus leadership. They knew their voices needed to be heard, and they partnered with some other student groups on campus to make that happen. Their persistence in action was inspiring and reminded me of our text for today. In our gospel text for today, Luke's gospel again invites us into a deeper understanding of prayer. In this text, Jesus teaches the disciples about the persistence of prayer and the importance of active faith. In this text, Jesus shares a parable about a persistent widow and an unjust judge. Now, I want to set the scene just a little bit for you. While we don't know a lot about this widow, it's possible she may have been poor and the only one able to advocate for her own justice. They're in an unknown city, and we don't know a lot about the offense the widow is seeking justice for. We have a lot of details here, don't we? At first, the judge refuses her justice, but the widow keeps after him day and night. But in an act of self-preservation, the judge finally grants her justice. Her tenacity and persistence becomes her prayer. Jesus ends the parable asking, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" I don't think Jesus is asking a question about future Sunday attendance or even how many buildings will be built to him, right? I think that Jesus is asking about the kind of justice the widow received. I think he's asking about advocacy. Will there be people of active faith who pray with their actions and words that are engaged, people that are engaged in faith communities? I think that's what Jesus is talking about here. I think this is what our gospel text is really calling us into this week. To be the widow, unrelenting until justice is done. Not only for ourselves, but for everyone who asks for us to stand in solidarity with them. It's so important for us to consider how we carry out our faith and how we carry it with us throughout the week. Similar to the students who staged their protest to ensure safe bathrooms for all. Not everyone who was at that protest needed those spaces, but they showed up for each other. I think sometimes we get caught up in thinking too big, and so it feels just a little overwhelming. I know that I get caught up in that sometimes. Yet when we remember that some of the simplest actions can have the biggest impacts, it can feel more manageable. The student who just showed up to something that had already been planned was still having an impact. Things like saying a brief silent prayer before you eat, talking about coming to church when someone asks what your weekend plans are, offering to pray for someone or add them to a prayer list if they share they're having a rough time. Or maybe it's a new way of engaging in social justice for you that maybe feels a little bit bigger or a stretch for you. Last week, the bishop talked to us about a third space, a space that may sometimes feel a little uncomfortable. And I'm wondering if you all might be willing to venture in a little bit of third space with me this week for a little interactive sermon time. You willing? You do it? Yeah? You think? Great. I heard a yes. So we're just going to do it, because otherwise it's going to be a really short sermon. So what I would love for us all to do, and for those of you at home, you can participate in this too. You can either with each other put something in the chat, or if you'd like. And what I would like for us to talk about, the folks around you, I'd like for you to answer the question, what are some things that you can do this week to take your faith or prayer into the week with you? So what might you consider a prayer in action for you this week? Oh, I know it sounds like a hard question. It's not, though. You can do it. So talk to the folks around you. I'll give you just a minute or two, and then I'll bring you back together and I'll ask for you to share out. So, and if you don't have a whole lot of folks around you, it's okay. You can do this for yourself. You can do it. All right, go. Maybe another 30 seconds. I know I'm not giving you a lot of time. It's okay. Keep going. That's about 30 seconds. Okay, I'm going to bring you all back. If you, this is good. These are great discussions. I highly encourage you to continue them during coffee hour. This is great. Oh, you all, this is great. I didn't even need the bell. This is great. All right, so who would like to share what they talked about? What'd you come up with? Oh, we'll start up here. Mm-hmm. Trust in God.
Be a good example.
Be a good example.
Be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind. Be kind. Be kind. Excellent. Go ahead.
Erica and I share. She's a she's going to be doing her first interaction with patients, and I thanked her for that being a really old guy.
Yeah. As a nursing student is going to be having her first interaction with patients. Mm-hmm, inner widow. Yes, we need to pay attention. I'm going to repeat as you're going so the folks everywhere can hear and the folks online can hear, just so you know what I'm doing. Yeah, so paying attention to our inner widow and making sure as we're doing that to then, as we're reflecting to the outside. Thank you. Yes, over here. Okay, call Echo Slow and ask for more trees. And even though they said it, so being persistent and asking for the things we need because we know we need them. Yes, I'm paraphrasing, but yes, thank you. What did I see another hand over here? Oh, yes.
Go ahead. When we started the community dinner, we used to always say a prayer before we ate. And we were in church and there were people there. And so it was, you know, obvious that that was going on. But now that it's over at South Bay Community Center, that hasn't been happening. And I feel like there's a real need to see people together, just to, you know, so there's no dog coming around and spirit
word.
We've been coming along there for more.
Yeah.
So I thought that I would start with a simple meditation.
So at the community dinner, inviting a moment of pause for those who, if they want to pray, just inviting a moment of pause and letting folks do what they will with that space. Yes, thank you. All right, anything else from this section? Okay, Alan, and then I'll come over to this side, yes. Yeah. So asking for patience and asking God for patience when we are working with other people and taking care of family members. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Over here. Yes.
We were talking about different things like getting out of our bubble.
Yeah. Yes, getting out of our bubble and getting out of our comfort zone to do things for others. Yes, thank you. Yes. Prayer. Yeah. 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 Yeah, and being kind to others, sometimes that opens up opportunity for prayer because you learn so much about other people just by eye contact or smiling at someone or just existing. Sometimes people will just open up to you in ways that are unexpected, and then that opens up opportunity for prayer. Thank you for that. Other things from this section? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And then, you know, just when you're in a store and you see that like Donald or whatever, and you see someone doing something, you just say, thank you, Susie.
Yeah. Yes. So. Right. So using someone's name when you see someone who's in the service industry and they have a name tag, and acknowledging their name and saying thank you, Susie, or thank you, Joe, or whoever it might be, and acknowledging their humanity in that way is a great way to do that. I'll also say, like, sometimes people have pronoun buttons on, and so making sure that if someone is acknowledging that their pronouns are important to them, using those when you can is also a way to do that too. So I think that's fantastic. So that's a great acknowledgement. Thank you for that. Anything else? Yes.
I group with two teachers there.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about extending understanding to, in their particular case, students or those around them who have things going on in their lives, illness or whatever, and trying to extend understanding, which I think is huge in our society,
yeah,
to be flexible, to work within the needs of others.
Extending understanding, absolutely, because we don't know what's happening in people's lives, so being as understanding as we can when we're engaging with other people. That's fantastic. Thank you. Anything else someone is just, they want to share? Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your generous participation in that. I hope that you'll take the suggestions and things that you've heard and utilize them this week, and then come back and share with each other and with me how they went, the things that you thought about or shared with each other, knowing that all we do in faith is our prayer in action, just as the persistence of the widow was hers. Even when we are tired and weary, God will always hear our prayers, walk alongside us, and be with us. I find it helpful to remember that our faithful action may actually be the response to someone else's prayer. And maybe you find that helpful to remember too. One of the many mysteries of and in faith is that it is ultimately not up to us to have any answers, but to stay in the conversation with God and each other through prayer. And my prayer for us all is that we can take our faith out into the world, knowing God is always with us, with hopeful hearts, to be a prayerful presence for us all that we encounter. Amen.